RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo emphasized the importance of open and inclusive economic development. Minister Budi Karya pitches transportation projects to South Korea. Now the news in detail. After arriving in Da Nang, Vietnam on Friday, President Joko Widodo directly attended the APEC Business Advisory Council, APEC Dialogue Meeting, and the APEC ASEAN Leaders Meeting held on Friday at the Furama Resort, Da Nang, Vietnam. The Dialogue APEC Business Advisory Council President Joko Widodo underscored the importance of open and inclusive economic development to address the imbalances that have occurred in a number of countries around the world. Indonesia is considered to have successfully implemented an inclusive development system through a number of social protection programs. This was stated by Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs, Ayan Fajir, after accompanying President Joko Widodo in the APEC ASEAN meeting. He said that Indonesia is considered to successfully balance and combine growth and equity. President Joko Widodo views that the synergy can be realized in a number of cooperation in various fields, ranging from e-commerce, human resource development, to regional cooperation in Asia-Pacific, RCEP with Free Trade Area of Asia-Pacific, FTAAP. The president also said that ABAC and ASEAN could also have effort to shape the domestic market intra-region so it does not depend on other regions. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi met with Minister of South Korean Land Infrastructure and Transportation Kim Hyun-mi in Jakarta on Friday. The meeting was held following the signing of bilateral agreement between the governments of Indonesia and South Korea at the Bogor Palace West Java on Thursday. Minister Budi said after the meeting that they held a business forum with Korea to follow up on the signing of Memorandum of Understanding on Thursday. He also noted that South Korea delegates at least inspect the infrastructure project in Makassar, South Sulawesi, and Kuala Namu. He views that South Korea is open to investing in Indonesian transportation projects. The minister also explained that the government will offer ongoing projects including Makassar Port, Parepare Port, Kuala Namu Airport, and Kuala Tanjung Port. The Financial Service Authority, OJK, expects bank loans to grow 10% this year, which is lower than the target set in 2017 Bank Business Plan, RBB, at 11.8% after being revised from 13%. Chief Executive of OJK Banking Monitoring, Heru Kristiana, said that a 9 until 10% loan growth would be a good achievement. He reasoned as in October the loan growth stood at only 7.86% on a year-on-year basis and up 3 until 4% year-to-date. He said on Friday that the growth remains low since banks are consolidating. He also noted that bank loans growth is slowing down since major debtors are paying off their debts, including state-owned companies PT Pertamina and PT Pilend. As for next year, the OJK is confident that bank loans will grow above 11% because the consolidation period will end and so his results. Secretary of National Council for Special Economic Zone Enot Suharto Pranoto believes that the establishment of the Ease of Doing Business Task Force will facilitate the process of obtaining investment permits at the regional level. Pranoto stated on Tuesday that the Ease of Doing Business Task Force, being formed by the government, is a solution to solving issues related to investment at the regional level, as the institution involves the local administration, which is directly led by the regional secretary. He explained the issues still exist in obtaining investment permits at regional level, and they had been raised by the special economic zone management. Such issues create uncertainty that is not in line with the vision of the government that is keen to facilitate the process of obtaining business permits. To this end, the government has established task force headed by the provincial secretary at the provincial level and the regency or city secretary at the district or city level. 26 Indonesian companies are showcasing their products at the trade fair which opened its door in the central city of Danan on Tuesday. On the display, 32 booths are cars and components, foodstuff and beverages, paper, fine arts and handicraft, as well as fashion products. In his speech at the fair's opening ceremony, Indonesian Ambassador Vietnam Ibnu Hadi said the plan aims to advertise Indonesian image and its quality products, deliver updated information about bilateral relations between Vietnam and Indonesia in trade, investment, tourism, while helping the two countries' business seek new cooperation opportunities. A dialogue between Vietnamese and Indonesian businesses slated to be held on Saturday. On the side of the fair, coordinated by Indonesian Embassy and the Vietnam Chamber of Commerce and Industry, the virtual event is expected to attract about 100 businesses from two countries. The fair runs until Sunday. Sales Saban 2017 is slated to run from November 20 until December 5 in Saban Aceh, comprising a plethora of activities including an international competition, marine expo, traditional seed parade, and a visit from two Berquintine ships, namely Kairi Dewaruci and Kairi Bimasuci. Aceh Governor Irwandi Yusuf said Sales Saban 2017 is said to be the biggest tourist event in Indonesia this year. During the launch of Sales Saban 2017 at the Tourism Ministry in Central Jakarta on Tuesday, Governor Irwandi Yusuf said Aceh administration had a gear up to welcome guests. He expressed his hope that Sales Saban 2017 will not only become a platform to improve tourism in Aceh but also expedite the province's development. Adding that the event would be an opportunity to show the public that Aceh is a safe place and ready to welcome guests and investors. The last item, 12 orphaned Borneo orangutans, 4 males and 8 females, are being reintroduced into the wild at Bukit Baka Bukit Raya National Park in Central Kalimantan's Katingan District this week. The move comes after the completion of a rehabilitation process at the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation, BOSF, in the province. Two of the orphans, named Nanga and Sukrama, were part of a group of 48 orangutans that were smuggled to Thailand. They were placed in the foundation's care following their repatriation in 2006. The foundation said that there are currently 71 individuals in the park after the orphans were reintroduced. BOSF Chief Executive John Martin Sahita explained that the rehabilitation of orphaned orangutans is a long and complicated process, and it took 11 years of rehabilitation to return Nanga and Sukarama to the wild. John Martin urged the relevant stakeholders to make contribution, including funding or other assistance, to support the foundation efforts to rehabilitate and reintroduce captured orangutans into the wild. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Various important events occurring this week are featured in the editorial by some of the leading media published in Jakarta and are summarized in the press review of Voice of Indonesia. Let's start from Koran Sindo. In its editorial on Thursday, November the 9th, it writes, "Keeping the Nation's Harmony." The government will soon be forming a new institution, the Council of National Harmony. This was made several times by Coordinating Minister for Political, Legal and Security Affairs Wiranto. The establishment of the institution certainly responds to the latest condition that the degree of harmony in this nation is considered to decrease. In fact, all parties know during this time this harmony in Indonesia was created not because of institutionalization, but because there is a spirit of mutual respect and high tolerance between communities in different tribes, religions, races, and intergroups. So, looking at the history of the harmony of Indonesian society, this institutionalization is something new. Steps to build this National Harmony Council can be regarded as one of the out-of-the-box steps. Sindo newspaper writes, during this time, different community figures that SARA, or tribes, religion, races, and intergroups often sit together to maintain harmony. With the institutionalization, the intensity of sitting together is expected to be higher and the quality will be better. From there, it is expected to create mutually understandable conditions among religious leaders and understand each other what is a problem in the community. According to Sindo, hopefully in the future, Indonesia's harmony will be stronger for the progress of this nation. Turning to Kompas newspaper, in its editorials on Thursday, November the 9th, it writes, accelerate industrialization. Indonesia's export value is improving due to rising commodity prices. Dependence on commodities is not profitable in the long term, so the export value of crude palm oil and coal rose sharply from January to September 2017, respectively 41% and 50%. Although commodity exports begin to re-promote national economic growth, experience in the industry and other countries teaches to abandon dependence on commodity exports. The effect of the fall in commodity prices is still be felt when the price of commodities falls. In 2013 until 2016, prices fell by 30 to 50%. Indonesia's economic growth comes down. The fall in commodity prices affects tax revenues, supporting industries and employment. Kompas considers Indonesia has felt its impact on the economy in the last 5 years. When the source of the commodity runs out, Indonesia has no economic power anymore. Acceleration of industrialization must be run and well planned. Indonesia has a comparative and competitive advantage caused by geographical conditions, large population, and young age and improved prosperity. According to Kompas, what is needed now is to sharpen priorities and coordinations by the government. To end press review is Republika newspaper. In its editorial on Friday, November the 10th, it writes, exemplifying the heroes of the nation. President Joko Widodo conferred the title of national hero to 4 children of the nation or to Indonesians considered to be contribute greatly to Indonesia. There are scholars from West Nusa Tenggara, Tuan Guru Kiai Haji Zainuddin, Abdul Majid, female warrior from Aceh, Admiral Kemalaya Hayati, Sultan Mahmud Riayat Shah III of Riau Archipelago, and founder of the Islamic Society of HMI, Lafran Pane. With the addition of these 4 titles, the number of Indonesian national heroes today are 173 people, consists of 160 men and 13 women. Those who hold the national hero are those who during his life or their life committed acts of heroism and extraordinary merit for the interests of the nations and the state. Not only those who are meritorious in the battlefield, but also other areas whose benefits are perceived nationally. According to Republika, Indonesia should make a moment of this Heroes Day to return to Indonesian identity. That people are different, but the difference is what unites Indonesia. The example is given by the heroes of Indonesia. That was press review over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in history, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program Today in History over Radio World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Well, we start for an event on November 11, 1946, when the Linggarjati Agreement was begun. Linggarjati Treaty is an agreement between Indonesia and the Dutch which resulted in the status of the Indonesian independence. The agreement, which was attended by representatives of Indonesia and the Dutch, was held starting November 11 until 15, 1946 at Linggarjati, Kuningan, West Java. The most memorable result of this agreement was the de facto recognition of Republic of Indonesia from the Netherlands with territories covering Sumatra, Java, and Madura. In addition to the Netherlands, Linggarjati Agreement also impacted other foreign countries which gradually recognized the power of Republic of Indonesia. Another result of the agreement was the agreement of the formation Republic of the Unitary States of Indonesia, which make Indonesia a part of a Commonwealth of the Dutch Empire. The agreement make Indonesia avoid the number of casualties that fall if compared with the world. The next event was 2004 when Yasser Arafat passed away. Muhammad Yasser Abdul Rahman Abdul Rauf Arafat Al-Kutwa, or popularly known as Yasser Arafat, was a Palestinian political leader. Arafat was pronounced dead at around 3:30 EMT UTC on 11 November 2004 at the age of 75 of what French doctors call a massive hemorrhagic cerebrovascular accident or hemorrhagic stroke. Initially, Arafat's medical records were withheld by senior Palestinian officials, and Arafat's wife refused an autopsy. French doctors also said that Arafat suffered from a blood condition known as a disseminated intravascular coagulation, although it was inclusive what brought about the condition. When Arafat's death was announced, the Palestinian people went into a state of mourning, with Quranic mourning prayers emitted from most loudspeakers throughout the West Bank and the Gaza Strip, when tires burned in the streets. The Palestinian Authority and refugee camps in Lebanon declared 40 days of mourning. And the last event was in 2014 about Indonesian Building Day. 30th of October 2004 in Jakarta was decided as Indonesian Building Day, which was on November 11 and its inauguration was held on November 11, 2014. Indonesian Building Day was initiative of some national figures and supported by practitioners in construction sector who decided to give contribution significantly in order Indonesian development has real and sustainable quality. It is chosen the date of 11 November as Indonesian Building Day because the number, which is arranged, consists of number 1, symbolizes solid pillars of the building. In addition, the date that falls at the end of this year can be used as momentum to evaluate the development of buildings in Indonesia for 1 year. Well, listener, that was Today in History, read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, it's on Indonesia encourages ILO to improve labor migration governance. Stay tuned. The Indonesian government encourages the International Labor Organization to improve the governance of workers' migration globally. In a press release of Indonesian permanent representatives in Geneva, received by Antara in Jakarta on Wednesday, November the 8th, it was revealed that this was conveyed by the Director General of Industrial Relations and Labor Social Security from the Indonesian Ministry of Manpower, Hayani Rumondang. She spoke before the Director General of the ILO and all member states' representatives of workers and employers of ILO governing body in the 330th session of governing body of ILO in Geneva, Switzerland on Tuesday, November the 7th. Hayani said fair and effective labor migration governance is essential to ensure the protection of migrant workers' rights. As the protection of migrant workers is a priority issue for Indonesia, the government will continue to support global efforts, including strengthening the role of the ILO in improving the governance of labor migration at various levels. Hayani added that Indonesia supports the ILO's initiative to increase technical assistance to member countries in developing skills for migrant workers to be aligned with global job market demand. She also emphasized that Indonesia has also developed various training programs to improve the skills and competence of Indonesian migrant workers conducted by 281 training centers in various regions. Meanwhile, Indonesian permanent representatives to the United Nations, WTO, and other international organizations in Geneva, Ambassador Hassan Klaib, said during this meeting the governing body has approved the ILO's action plan for effective and fair labor migration. It is a follow-up to a resolution adopted at the International Labor Conference in June 2017 and will be implemented within the next 5 years. Ambassador Hassan Klaib added that in the implementation of the action plan, the ILO plans to develop an ILO-STAT database on labor migration in various regions by referring to the model that has been developed by the ILO in ASEAN. This is in line with the government's efforts to continue to develop an integrated migrant workers database to improve the protection of Indonesian migrant workers abroad. Well, that was Focus Today over Voice of Indonesia. I'm Anna Trijayakasih.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. After arriving in Da Nang, Vietnam on Friday, President Joko Widodo directly attended the APEC Business Advisory Council, ABAC Dialogue Meeting, and the APEC ASEAN Leaders Meeting held on Friday at the Purama Resort, Da Nang, Vietnam. Minister of Transportation Budi Karya Sumadi met with Minister of South Korean Land Infrastructure and Transportation Kim Yun-mi in Jakarta on Friday. The Financial Service Authority OJK expect bank loans to grow 10% this year, which is lower than the target set in the 2017 bank business plan at 11.8% after being revised from 13%. Secretary of National Council for Special Economic Zones, Enot Suharto Pranoto, believes that the establishment of an ease of doing business task force will facilitate the process of obtaining investment permits at the regional level. 26 Indonesian companies are showing their products at the trade fair which opened its doors in the central city of Da Nang on Tuesday. On display at 32 booths are cars, components, foodstuff and beverages, paper, fine arts and handicrafts as well as fashion products. Sel Saban 2017 is slated to run from November 28 until December 5 in Saban, Aceh, comprising a plethora of activities including an international competition, marine expo, traditional seed parade, and a visit from two Barquintan ships, namely Khairi Dewa Ruchi and Khairi Bima Suci, Aceh Governor Irwandi Yusuf said. Sel Saban 2017 is said to be the biggest tourist event in Indonesia this year. 12 orphaned Borneo orangutans, 4 males and 8 females, are being reintroduced into the wild at Bukit Baka, Bukit Raya National Park in Central Kalimantan's Katingan District this week. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome to Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary arts, fine arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will introduce you to gonggong snail, a typical food from Riau Island province.
Music.
gonggong is a name of snail which can be found only in the waters of Riau Island province by local people. The snail is cooked to be delicious food. Because of that, gonggong is called a typical food from Riau Island province. Listener, local people make gonggong snail as alternative food source. They cook the snail in simple way, but it has delicious taste. The food is loved by not only local people but also tourists. It is because the food is a kind of seafood which is low fat and rich of protein. Listener, usually gonggong snail food is served simply by being boiled together with salt and slices of gingers to eliminate the fishy smell. To make the food more delicious, usually gonggong snail is eaten with chili sauce. The serving of the chili sauce is different at every stall. There is seller who uses peanut, toko, or soybean chili sauce. Toko is a paste made from preserved fermented yellow soybeans. Listener, to eat gonggong snail needs a special way. It is by using toothpick to take its meat from its shell. To put its meat from the shell is by following the shape of its shell. If you pull the meat carelessly, so the meat will be broken off and you will be difficult to pull again. To find store or restaurant with shells, the food is easy because almost seafood restaurant provides gonggong snail as one of its menus. The price of one portion of the food is around 25,000 rupiah until 35,000 rupiah. It is quite cheap, isn't it? Listener, gonggong snail is also made as snacks such as cracker or fried gonggong snail, which can become souvenir if you visit Riau Island. The snack taste is crispy and delicious. We guarantee you will be addicted. The price of the cracker per 250 grams is around 60,000 rupiah until 90,000 rupiah. Listener, that was Nichum Wonder for today. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa. Thank you for still being with us, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia, PO Box 1157 Jakarta, or to our email address at english@voi.co.id. Listeners, now let's listen to our segment Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Listener of Federal Reward Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in our regular segment, Miscellany. Listener, in today's Miscellany, we will inform you about International Dance Day 2017. Listener, when someone is dancing, actually you not only recite the movement to the rhythm, but also harmonize the heart with that it wants to be presented in the dance. International Dance Day was first set up in 1982 by the International Dance Institute or CID International Council de la Danse. The purpose of Dance Day events is to invite people around the world to participate in showing their diverse country dances. To commemorate International Dance Day every April 29, the world communities hold various dance performances around the world. In Indonesia, the Indonesian Art Institute of Surakarta, Solo, Central Java celebrated International Dance Day by holding a non-stop event entitled 24 Hours of Dancing, as in previous years. This year's theme is celebrating body migration. Around 3,760 artists participate in 182 dance groups from various regions across Indonesia. Both school children and classmates celebrate this event. There are three groups from disabled people who also perform this annual event that was held at several points in Indonesia Institute of Art, Solo's campus area. The disabled dancers do not perform a full dance title, but rather move and explore with their bodies. In addition, the Indonesian Institute of Art Solo, State University of Semarang, also commemorates the International Dance Day 2017 on Saturday, April 29, 2017, in Sekaran Campus, Gunung Pati, Semarang. The event involves 126 groups with 108 dancers in total. The number of dancers reached around 1,000 people. This year's theme, Promoting Diversity in Nusantara Dance, inspires the world. Feature of various Nusantara dance performances and dances from other countries. Traditionally, this event also involves Indonesian record keeper. This event is held on April 29, 2017 in two venues. First one of Faculty of Language, Open Stage, and at the Art of UNES, and second at Culture Village, State University of Semarang. Well, listener, that was Miscellany for today's edition with the topic International Dance Day. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next Miscellany. Bye-bye.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hey, listener of Air Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Alika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian music, either traditional or modern one. In today's edition, we will introduce you to Iksan Scooter. To initiate our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to a song entitled Logika Mana. Enjoy the song.
Padi yang ditanamnya, nelayan miskin karena ikan yang ditangkapnya, buruh pun miskin karena produk yang dibuatnya, kuli pun miskin karena gedung yang dibangunnya. Kesuburan tanahnya, BBM import karena kaya bumi alamnya, air pun mahal karena indah alam tropisnya, ilmu pun mahal karena megahnya sekolah tercinta. Logika dari mana yang salah di logika dari mana yang salah siapa? Musik.
logika dari mana, yang salah siapa, logika dari mana, yang salah di mana, logika dari mana, yang salah. Ini bukan Indonesia, adanya di planet tetangga. Cerita ini bukan Indonesia, tidur nyenyak melanjutkan saja.
Listener, you've just listened to the first song entitled Logika Mana sung by Iksan Scooter. To become activity is not always through action and demonstration. Music can also become media to distribute voice. That is thing which is done by Iksan Scooter. A man was born in Blora 1984. Many Iksan's musical works come from anxiety on various social issues and condition. Before knowing as musician who has activist soul, Iksan Scooter has long played music in Indonesia. Iksan Scooter's discography list has been lined up since 2001. At that time, Iksan did not become a soloist but as personnel of Putih Band. Then his work in activism nuance, which was paid attention by many people, is an album entitled Frequency Perangkat Tikus, which was produced together with Indonesia Corruption Watch in 2012. The song, which explicitly criticizes corruption and nepotism, makes the name of Iksan Scooter more looked for either by Indonesian music lovers or activists of anti-corruption. Listener, let's listen to the next song entitled Kereta. Enjoy the song.
Penjual minuman saset di antara termos yang selalu dibawa ke sana kemari. Bom tua menawarkan nasi yang terbungkus koran bekas dijerat karet warna-warni. Banyak doa, banyak cerita, aku tak tahu ini apa, kesedihan ataukah bahagia. Yang aku temukan, kereta kini adalah laki-laki berseragam, bertubuh tegak yang bertampang sangat. Yang aku temukan, kereta kini mahal, makanannya pun mahal, apapun jadi mahal, semua serba mahal. Hilang dari kereta, thank you.
kaki berseragam, bertubuh tegap yang bertampang sangar. Yang aku temukan, kereta kini mahal, makanannya pun mahal, apapun jadi mahal, semua serba mahal.
Listener, you are still tuned in Voice of Indonesia in the segment Music Corner, which is discussing about Iksan Scooter. The song entitled Kereta tells about condition of train which is more conducive and better, but it makes the ticket price and food on the train more expensive. The song is only one of Iksan Scooter's works which criticizes situation. Topic of this critique is also diverse, starting from corruption, economy, environment, to children. The criticism of Iksan Scooter is not only presented through lyrics. The example is Kecil Itu Indah album, which was released in 2014. Kecil Itu Indah album, which contains of various kids' songs, is the anxiety of Iksan Scooter's on lack of songs for kids. Although containing four hard critics on various things, lyric and arrangement of Iksan Scooter's work is quite simple and easy listening. So no wonder the presence of Iksan Scooter is always waited by his fans. His popularity does not make him snobbish. He is still friendly to greet his fans through social media. Listener, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to two songs entitled Sankara and Bapa. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Tanah indah yang bertabur cahaya surya biru, luas samudra berderet gunung teduh dan anggun. Bangunlah jiwanya, bangunlah raga. Kesedihan sirna semua bahagia. Tak ada di dunia negeri yang seperti ini. Aku lahir, hidup dan mati di negeri terindah. Desir daun-daun menemani datangnya sunyi. Bangunlah jiwanya, bangunlah raganya. Kesedihan sirna semua. Seperti ini, aku lahir, hidup dan mati di negeri terindah di bumi. Beruntunglah aku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Ada manusia yang paling ingin aku peluk, tapi aku malu. Tidak juga malu sebenarnya, hanya angku sebagai lelaki dewasa. Orang yang sepertinya tak peduli dengan apa yang kulakukan. Diam-diam bertanya kabarku, diam-diam menanyakan siapa wanitaku sekarang. Diam-diam menanyakan segala hal tentangku pada ibu. Manusia yang paling ingin aku peluk, tapi aku malu. Tidak juga malu sebenarnya, hanya angku sebagai lelaki dewasa. Orang yang sepertinya tak peduli dengan apa yang kulakukan. Diam-diam bertanya kabarku, diam-diam menanyakan siapa wanitaku sekarang. Diam-diam menanyakan segala hal tentangku pada ibu.
Voice of Indonesia. Today's sound.
Miskin karena ikan yang ditangkapnya. Buruh pun miskin karena produk yang dibuatnya. Kuli pun miskin karena gedung yang dibangunnya. Semua
kesuburan tanahnya. BBM import karena kaya bumi alamnya. Air pun mahal karena indah alam tropisnya. Ilmu pun mahal karena megahnya sekolah tercinta. Logika dari mana, yang salah di mana? Logika dari mana, yang salah siapa? Adanya di planet tetangga. Cerita ini bukan Indonesia. Tidur nyenyak melanjutkan saja.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
Penjual minuman saset di antara termos yang selalu dibawa ke sana kemari. Bomo tua menawarkan nasi yang terbungkus koran bekas dijerat karet warna-warni. Banyak doa, banyak cerita. Aku tak tahu ini apa, kesedihan ataukah bahagia. Yang aku temukan, kereta kini ada laki-laki berseragam, bertubuh tegak yang bertampang sangat. Yang aku temukan, kereta kini mahal, makanannya pun mahal, apapun jadi mahal, semua serba mahal. Because
pengamen bernyanyi lantang, bernada ringan yang bersuara sumbang. Obrolan-obrolan renyah, bercerita masa lalu yang teduh, sejuk dan indah. Banyak doa, banyak cerita.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id, or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.